This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Today is National Bosses Day.
You're not the boss of me.
I am the boss.
Well, quit acting so bossy.
It's my day.
I get to be the boss, all right?
What a great boss you turned out to be.
You're a great boss.
Well, that's more like it.
Beautiful. Now, can we all please get back to work?
It's showtime.
National Bosses Day today. Take care of the boss. Maybe a little card. Donuts.
I would. They wouldn't make it to the boss if there were donuts.
That's why I always get the dozen for the car.
That's right.
It's like the extra order of fries. Get the extra dozen for the car, especially if the hot light happens to be on.
Ooh, baby.
Irresistible. Absolutely irresistible. Good Bosses Day treat, though, today. Beautiful. Maybe some showers off and on today, but a gorgeous weekend coming up. I really don't care what happens today, but Saturday and Sunday are going to be spectacular. Get this forecast. Sunny Saturday, 61. More sun on Sunday, 64.
Man, I tell you what, great weekend. Tear off to the mountains, just do some driving.
Now, I've been trying to get you to hit the parkway and go on up to Mabry Mill. Are you going to do that tomorrow or Sunday?
Probably on Sunday, yeah.
All right. I'm going to need a full report. Annie, you got any big plans for the weekend?
I'm going to watch my nephews and go see Hocus Pocus at the Kernersville Drive-In.
Ooh,
I'm
Hocus,
pretty excited about that.
Hocus weekend.
You were raised on an asphalt farm.
What you drinking about there, Stephanie Quayle? She gets up early.
Yeah, she does.
She's a farmer.
She got a lot of things to do this morning.
Singer, farmer, chanteuse.
Ooh, that's a big word.
It's hard to work that in. But,
you did it.
It's Friday. Why not? You know, 6:12 now, and what a gorgeous weekend is setting up for you this weekend. Sunny both Saturday and Sunday. Low 60s. Perfect for leaf peeping in the mountains. Jason said he's going to try to make it up to the parkway on Saturday. Maybe make it all the way to Mabry Mill.
Go for a little cruise.
It'll be beautiful.
Hoping to see your pictures. Better post them up.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the big camera and set that bad boy up and see what I can find.
Yeah, you've got a nice camera. I'm sort of jealous of the camera. I want a really good camera so bad. But let me tell you something. Camera gear is expensive.
Yeah, just give me your debit card. I'll go get you one.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's always good to have good friends like that who are willing to do something for you that way. But yeah, I'd love to have a nice camera rig. I saw someone the other day, a lady, one of these lenses is about 3 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's thousands of dollars. For
yeah.
These
yeah.
And yeah. She's taking pictures of insects that are on plants.
Oh, one of those micro lenses or whatever.
She's like a nature photographer who sells her photos. She sells her photos to magazines and publications.
Nice. Okay.
And she was taking pictures of various insects and small animal life that day with her fancy camera.
But you know, if she gets a good shot or two, it'll pay for that scope in like one or two. I mean, just like that, right off the bat.
Especially if you sell it to a big magazine.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Absolutely. All right, good morning to you. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Working on the odds and ends for you this morning. A woman who almost made it to 100 before trying McDonald's food has finally done it.
Uh-oh.
That story and more coming up in the odds and ends in less than 10 minutes on The Wolf.
The Wolf's everywhere.
Thomasville.
King.
Franklinville.
Hank and the...
Ooh.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 626. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase, thank you for having on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show this morning. Beautiful weekend ahead. Sunny Saturday and Sunday in the low 60s both days. Hey, listen, this woman who lives in Alexander County, which is Taylorsville, she found inside her home.
Don't say a snake.
A two-headed snake.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
The snake comes slithering out from behind a piece of furniture with the two heads. She evidently has no problem with snakes. She nicknamed the snake Double Trouble before donating it to a local science center. The center says the mutation affects one out of every 100,000 rat snakes. So it's one of those, it looks like a black snake.
It's the harmless snake, basically.
Yeah, it's that's one old people say, don't kill it. Don't kill that snake.
I'm sorry. I don't do snakes. The thought of one just slithering over my foot while I'm sitting in the living room. Oh my gosh.
That right there makes me never want to go to Taylorsville ever again. Ever.
No.
You want to cry?
Hey, it's breakfast time and Miller High Life's created a breakfast beer. Called Brunch So Hard IPA. It has hints of orange and mango. I guess because it has hints of orange, it's okay for breakfast.
Healthy. It's good for you. Vitamin C.
They say it pairs well with French toast, pancakes, and eggs benedict.
Annie, you're the beer person. Would you drink that?
No, it doesn't sound like my cup of tea.
Or you're just a straight Bud drinker, right?
Michelob Ultra.
Mick Ultra. Are you an IPA fan or a foo-foo beer fan, or you just don't like those?
No. They're too hoppy, and I just never could. They're an acquired taste. I mean, beer in general is, but that, whew.
She likes the ones that taste like straight horse urine.
You know, that's the thing, isn't it? It's like, that's what I don't understand. Why would you, to me, eating or drinking something should be immediately enjoyable. And then you have something like beer that, when you first taste it, it's like, what am I drinking? What's in this? If you had never had beer before and someone blindfolded you and gave you three or four things to drink and gave you beer, you might spit it out.
I remember being young. My mom, we'd go to the beach. My mom would let me have a beer if I wanted it. And every time, like, yeah, I'll do it. I cracked it open, took one sip, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Even as an adult, I was like that for a while. And then all of a sudden, I was like, dang, this is pretty good. And then I started pounding them babies back, and I ain't stopped since.
But is it really good, or is it just you're just going for the buzz?
I don't know. Because honestly, I think I'm a people drinker. Like, I have to be around other people to enjoy beer. I can't just sip on them at home.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's like they have two different tastes. If I'm ready for that beer tastes amazing. If I'm not, I'm like, I could go without it.
Right.
For me as a kid, I was drinking the root beer out of the glass bottles with the adults thinking I was cool.
Oh, God.
IBC in the bottle, one of the best root beers in the world.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Taco Bell is notorious for involving themselves in sports and giving away free food for whatever, how many touchdowns or whatever. Well, they are bringing back its Steal a Base, Steal a Taco promotion for the 2020 World Series. Taco Bell fans will receive a free taco after the first base is stolen in the World Series.
Why do these companies want to do that to themselves?
I don't know. It's great. It's great promotion. People love anything free. And they'll roll in there like they were giving away $100 bills to get that one taco.
Yeah.
The Billboard Music Awards were on Wednesday night.
Tell us how you really feel.
55% audience lost from the year before. What a shocker. People, stop
that. Not surprised.
Stop putting this stuff on television. Have it in a ballroom in a hotel somewhere and be done with it. 91 years old, she tries McDonald's food for the first time. Eleanor Smith is her name. She tried McDonald's food for the first time. Her nursing home director in England took her and two other residents on a drive for some food. They went through the drive-thru before Eleanor munched on a McDonald's hash brown, and she loved it.
Aww.
She's addicted now.
She posted up a picture and was so thrilled to be eating. She said, I want to send a heartfelt thank you for this outing for us three residents. It was wonderful. Oh, nice.
Hey, I get it. I understand. Look, First time I had a McDonald's cheeseburger, I thought, these are the best in the world.
Yeah. And you can eat them like Scooby snacks. You can eat like 10 of them.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chase has a tendency to open the doors and open the windows to the to his domicile and let the fresh air and whatever else blow through. See, I don't do that because things wander in or fly in. And at a Dollar General store in Martin, Kentucky earlier this week, the store owner had to call 911 because a wild cat was wandering around in the store. A full-grown wild cat.
Okay,
Cops, animal control came. They picked the bobcat up by the back of its neck and safely relocated it to a wooded area nearby.
Who's your cute little kitty? Come here. Who wants a hug?
And it proceeds to tear your face off.
Okay, he's a little grumpy.
Oh, man, those things can be vicious. No, no, not me. 6:32, folks. It's time to get up and face Friday.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with...
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Friday, going to be watching a little TV, looking for a movie to watch this weekend, looking for a series to do some binging on, some good stuff. First of all, I'm going to give you the Netflix top shows. These were the top shows yesterday. Number one was Emily in Paris. Unfamiliar with that. I don't know what that's about. Poops Creek is number two after winning all those awards. Everybody who missed that is watching it. If you haven't seen that, do watch it. It's hilarious. See, we have Evil Photo, The Cabin, the Cabin with Burt Kreischer, Moneyball, Cocomelon, still in the top 10.
Of course.
And that American Murder, The Family Next Door, is still in the top 10. And again,
I need to watch that one.
It is probably one of the most disturbing things I have ever watched.
My firm was watching it over here the other day, and I caught the tail end of it in between doing stuff, and I was like, oh, gosh. But it hooks you in. It's definitely a good watch.
For those of you who watched Dexter when it was a series, long-running show, rabid fan base, people disappointed about the last season, particularly the last episode. I won't tell you what happened in the last episode for those of you who have not seen Dexter. I've seen Dexter. Annie's seen Dexter. Mm-hmm. But Chase has not seen Dexter.
I haven't seen like the last season. I've seen like three.
So they're bringing it back in a limited run. Michael C. Hall is going to come back to star in the series. It'll run 10 episodes. It'll be this fall. And is supposedly going to pick up where the last episode of the final season dropped off. So,
okay. All right. We'll I have to catch up and see.
Yeah. It was a great show. If you've never seen it, Dexter was a great, kind of an oddball premise, to be sure.
Speaking of shows that you need to be watching, The Haunting of Bly Manor, which is the second, it's a, not a continuation, but written by the same, wrote-edited by the same person. who did The Haunting of Hill House. And it sucks you in. And then you get in the middle, you kind of have that backstory. You know, it fills in the gaps. And you're going, oh, okay. And now I'm getting to that point where I'm like, oh, my gosh, what is going on?
Is this the Bly Manor show?
Yep.
Is it full of jump scares?
Yes. It does have jump scares, but there's also, like, a couple scenes where you see something in the background. It doesn't jump, but it's like, Something's back there.
Is this a Netflix show?
Yes. It's on Netflix right now. I believe there are 9 episodes, 9, 10, somewhere in there.
Hey, is Netflix going to get rid of that are you watching question they pop up there after you've been binging for a while?
So they are working on doing that, and they're going to make it where, like, when the are you still watching question pops up, you can say ask again later. Or play without asking again, or you can even say, yes, I'm done. It'll take you back to the homepage of Netflix.
When that pops up, I always feel bad. I always feel like, God, what a slug. The TV is wanting to know why I'm still watching this stupid show.
Yeah, don't have anything still else watching, huh?
Yeah. Don't you have anything else to do? Are you still vegging in front of a television set watching?
I'm still here.
Yeah.
So they're thinking about making some changes. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I think they're a little tired of everybody complaining because there's a million questions online, like, how do you get rid of the "are you still watching" question from Netflix? So,
well, the question doesn't bother me. It just makes me feel bad. It just makes me feel like I'm such a slug because I've been laying there for 3 hours watching a stupid TV show. That lipstick on your collar, well, it ain't my shame. Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. Good morning to you. It's 6:54. Good vibes. Well, first of all, it's Friday.
Yeah, baby.
The weekend is here. And on top of that, it's going to be beautiful. I mean, gorgeous. Get these clouds and showers out of the way today. Then Saturday and Sunday, sunny both days and highs in the low 60s. Is that perfect fall weather or what? It's like custom ordered.
Perfect.
Spread those good vibes. That's what we like to do about this time of day. I saw this story yesterday, and it's like it almost brings a tear. Somebody out of the blue, remaining anonymous, by the way, no one knows who did it. But out in Iowa, there's a lot of people having trouble. There's a lot of farmers. The meatpacking industry is big there. Lots of migrant farm workers work there. Someone gave $750,000 cash yesterday to help those people pay their bills.
I wish I had that much money.
How about that, huh? That's so nice. And people just, you know, about to be bounced out of their houses and stuff, afraid that as soon as this law changes, you know what I mean? When these banks and mortgage companies can foreclose, scared to death, now they don't have to be because somebody donated $750,000.
God, yeah. what a weight lifted off your shoulders. Oh,
it's unbelievable. So nice. Like I say, almost brings a tear.
You know, go ahead, Annie. Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I have, you know, two good things I'd like to mention today. The first is that, Dale, you remember the other day when you were talking about how you get down another, like, pound, but it's like the point of a pound into the next?
Yes.
Okay, so that was me this morning.
Awesome, man. Nice. I love it. You know, it's one thing you watch those tenths of pounds go off, but when that middle number changes, that's when it's good. That's like when you go from, you know, you go from 193 to 189. Boy, that's a big one, you know?
Yeah, so that felt good this morning. Yeah. And then my other thing is I got a new hair tie. And the hair tie, when you get them, females know they're super tight, especially around your wrist. I have officially stretched out my hair tie to where it's the perfect size to wrap my hair up and to sit gently on my wrist.
Okay. All right.
The little things in life.
It is.
I'm going to have to say for me, the good vibe that I have is recently I've been taking some steps, me and my wife both, to eat healthier and not snack as much. Because, you know, I have a problem with after I get done eating dinner, I'm like, just a little something sweet, take the edge off.
Right.
And then you need something salty to back that
right.
up, and then
that's
back
right.
to sweet again.
That's right. So recently, we've kind of changed what we've ate, and we've been dieting, and I will say the good vibe is that I don't hate water as much as I used to.
Yeah, good. That's right. It's your friend.
Yeah.
It's I get it. I have this big jug that I just drink out of the whole entire day, and it's getting easier as the days go on. It's still disgusting because it's water, but I take that as a little win, especially
I'm
on a Friday.
I'm proud of you.
You also can't get more than 8 feet from a bathroom.
Yeah.
That's right.
How many times did you pee yesterday? 48.
Yeah. Right here in one spot, too.
I'm a brand new man.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
My mom's very insecure about her English. She doesn't even answer the phone because I guess I have to live in here for 30 years. You can still mess up hello. So I have to wait for the answer machine to pick up. The same thing every time. It's like, nobody's home and I leave a message. Mom and Steve pick up. And she'll pick it up, but she picks it up right next to the answer machine, so she loses mind because of the feedback. It becomes a crisis.
check. Hello? Hello? Oh my God. Tell her to stop. Tell her to stop. Call back, son. I love you. Kink.
She tells me to tell her to stop. There's nothing more embarrassing than being on the phone in high school, talking to a girl, trying to be cool, and my mom would pick up the phone, because that's not cool. You don't want to admit you got parents in high school. Because my mom, she never checked if I was using it. Just pick it up, put it down, look in a little book, just start dialing numbers. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, so Saturday, were you... Oh, God. And she's dialing Korea, so there's like 38 extra digits you gotta punch in. It's like a half hour later, I'm like, Mom!
Still? How you in Korea? I just saw you. I miss you.
Hear Five After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Andy and Chase. There's Jake Owen and Homemade. Oh, just craving that sweet tea that only mama knows how to make. Man,
only her.
Only mama can make it, man. She's awesome, that mom is. When it comes to sweet tea, nobody does it like mom. All right, 7:25 right now, and this is a list teachers put together of bad analogies and lines that students have put into reports, papers, homework, that kind of stuff. And it really was very
difficult.
So
there's no specific grade, right?
No. These are just lines that teachers said, you got to be kidding me.
Okay.
Just plucked out of papers, homework, that kind of stuff. Most of these are just bad analogies. For instance... He spoke with the wisdom that can only come from experience. Like a guy who went blind because he looked at a solar eclipse without one of those boxes with a pinhole in it, and now goes around the country speaking in high schools about the dangers of looking at a solar eclipse without one of those boxes with a pinhole in it.
That's making that word count on that essay pay off for you.
It is, but it's also very confusing.
Shots rang out, as shots are wont to do.
You're right.
Okay.
He fell for her like his heart was a mob informant and she was the East River.
Wow. That's a lot of thought in that one.
The plan was simple, like my brother-in-law, Phil. But unlike Phil, this plan just might work.
Wow. That's a good one. That's a pun on the brother-in-law and an analogy.
I like that.
Her pants fit like a glove. Well, maybe more like a mitten, actually. Her eyes were like two brown circles with big black dots in the center.
Ah, yes, those eyes.
He was as tall as a 6'3" tree.
It's pretty specific.
Her face was a perfect oval, like a circle that had its two sides gently compressed by a thigh master.
The beauty. These are probably all college papers, sounds like.
Probably, yeah. John and Mary had never met. They were like two hummingbirds who had also never met. Her vocabulary was as bad as, like, whatever.
That's right. A good one. Got your point across. I like that one. That one's good.
She grew on him like she was a colony of E. coli, and he was a room temperature Canadian beef.
Oh, wow. Love has no boundaries.
McBride fell 12 stories, hitting the pavement like a hefty bag filled with vegetable soup.
Vegetable soup?
I just got a terrible visual.
Out of all the things, vegetable soup?
Hey.
That's what you become when you hit the pavement. Let's put it that way.
And none of this is made up. These are actual lines off of papers. It came down the stairs looking very much like something no one had ever seen before.
Yeah. That's making that word count.
You know how in Rocky he prepares for the fight by punching sides of raw beef?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday it was as cold as that meat locker he was in.
And that's relatable, but like, okay, I get it. I understand.
The sunset displayed rich, spectacular hues like a JPEG file at 10% cyan, 10% magenta, 60% yellow, and 10% black.
Beautiful.
Talk about Talk about word count. Oh, he smells bad, she thought. As bad as Calvin Klein's obsession would smell if it were called enema and it were made from spoiled spam burgers instead of natural floral fragrances.
Spoiled spam burgers.
Ooh. Oh, man. There's about 50, 60 of those things that teachers would call from papers. So funny. 729, going to be flushing stuff here pretty soon. It's an item of clothing today, mostly a guy's thing. We'll get to that soon.
Almost heaven, West Virginia.
Flushing stuff.
This is the interactive part of the show where you call or text us at 336-680-WOLF where we flush stuff. We have a topic. You tell us, well, we're going to keep that or no, we're going to flush it and get rid of it. Dale, what is today's topic?
We're going to decide whether or not to flush jorts.
And that's jean shorts, for those of you who don't know.
Basically a guy thing. Casey's on the phone with us, too. Hey, Casey, how are you today?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Fabulous. Who wants to start on this? Because I have a very definitive opinion.
I do, too. So let me just chime in here and say that I think jorts are the quintessential man piece, okay? My husband proudly wears them, and at first I was a little just like, please don't wear this in public or to a family event. But, like, for the most part, wear them hard, baby. Wear them to Bowman Gray. Wear them while you grill with them new
wear
balances.
Them
I love
to Bowman
them.
Gray. That was the first one off out of her mouth.
Racing. Nice. Going racing. Yeah.
Those are the racing shorts. Him and the whole gang of his friends. That's what they wear as they're pounding back Bush Lights. Now, get that image in your head and hold it tight. There's a lot of American flags flying around here, boys.
All right.
So, jorts. Right. I'm for them. I'm with them. I'll cut them off for you. You let me know.
All right, let's let the ladies go first, Dale. You think, Casey, what do you think?
Oh, I am so with her. Jorts, a camouflage Crocs.
Woo! That's what sexy is all about.
Casey.
Mm-hmm. I've even got a pair for my one-year-old son.
Oh, I love her. We got to hang out.
Casey, do you yourself wear jorts?
Oh, I can't tell you that.
Okay. Does your man, are you married?
I am.
Does he wear jorts?
No, he does not have a pair currently, but after today, I believe I'll get him some.
Hey, Christmas times are coming. Christmas times are coming. Hey, listen, I'm going to jump in here because I don't like them at all. It's like if you can't decide on whether to wear shorts or jeans, you know, come on, make a decision. I'm a no. I'm a no on jorts, dude.
I'm going to have to say yes because there's nothing better than getting out there mowing the lawn with a fresh pair of new white Nike New Balances jorts on and a gray shirt.
Yeah, skies out, thighs out. The shorter the man shorts, the better.
Get those New Balances green, baby. That's what I say. So I say yeah.
All right.
Yes.
I don't know whether it's my need to impose my will or what, but I'm going to veto all of this.
Oh.
No! You can't do it!
Jorts are gone.
No!
Flush them. Goodbye, jorts. Goodbye. So long. Hey, Casey, thanks for joining us this morning. Have a great weekend.
Y'all too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Sorry, guys. I can't do it. I can't do the jorts.
Here all alone, the band quit playing.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. I may have ignited a firestorm by flushing jorts.
Yeah, you sure did, Dale.
I'm here. I'm on jorts the same as I am on the El Camino. If you can't decide between a car and a pickup truck or jeans and shorts, make a decision.
Classy in the front, business in the back.
And yeah. I feel like the guy who is wearing the jorts and driving the El Camino is done with the mullet as well. They all go hand in hand.
That's classic, isn't it? You're wearing jorts. You got your mullet going. You're driving your El Camino.
Well, let us know.
Have y'all seen my husband lately? The only thing he's missing is the Crocs, and he refuses to wear those.
He doesn't like them?
I think he's a Croc guy. Right. And I got to say about them Crocs, y'all, I've had some since I was 13 and they weren't popular, but they had come out and I thought they were cool.
Yeah.
And now I can proudly wear them out in public and not be ashamed. And they're hot pink.
Hey, I got some. They are American flag. One is the stars and stripes on one. Well, the one's the stars and blue on one and the other's the stripes on the other one. I go to the gas station all the time with my gym shorts and my Crocs on and get gas all
you redneck.
The time.
You redneck.
Pure sex appeal, baby.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome. It's finally here. It's Friday.
Yeah, baby. And this morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show salutes Taylorsville, North Carolina, population 2,174.
Salute.
The Wolf.
Right now, we all want to focus.
But it does too late.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 7:55. I guess I owe an apology to everybody that likes jorts. I sort of run the jorts down. Not a big fan of the jorts. I overruled everybody here and flushed it when we were flushing stuff at 7:35.
You're a dirty, unfair bird.
And now I guess I have to apologize to the El Camino fans.
Yeah, we had somebody text in. It said, okay, Dell, I can handle the smack talk about the Jorts, but dude, really smack talking the El Camino?
Listen, the truth is I have a soft spot for the El Camino because my dad always wanted one. I don't know why.
Your dad was that man, and you made fun of him.
I wasn't making fun of him. I'm just like, you know, it's like, hey, if you can't make a decision between a car and a pickup, I guess you get the best of both worlds with the El Camino.
It's having your cake and eating it, too.
I guess.
That's right.
So, guys, I'm not really that down on the El Camino. I was just sort of looking for some kind of a comparison. But I am down on the jorts.
Text us at 336-680-WOLF and just really bash Dale. I'd love to see that this morning.
Yeah. You won't be the first ones.
Please.
There's a whole collection of people who are willing to do it. All right, we'll do the birthdays coming up next on The Wolf.
Got a girl from the south side. Got brazen hair.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Sam Hunt, Body Like a Bag of Road. Almost 8 o'clock now. It's Friday, and that's reason enough to celebrate, but...
'cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to you if you are celebrating today. It's Friday. We can get freaky for the weekend. You share your birthday with Your Body is a Wonderland, Mr. John Mayer. He's 43. Wendy Wilson is 51. She's from Wilson Phillips. And all I ever think about when I hear that is Bridesmaids and Hold On for One More Day.
Yes. And let me just back up just 1 second. John Mayer, one of the greatest guitar players alive right now. I think
I can do a John Mayer impression. I forgot about that.
Oh, please don't.
No.
Bonnie Jill went up the hill. Jack burned out on booze and pills. And Mary had a little lamb. Mary just don't give a damn no more.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Casey Musgraves, and merry-go-round at 8:08. It's time to head to the land of law and order. Nimrod News Time. Another day, another measured response from an angry fast food customer. It happens all the time. People get upset because their order is wrong, or they don't get the right change back, or there's no cheese on their burger, or whatever.
Well, that last one's pretty important. I'd be upset.
Well, some psycho in a semi-truck showed up at a KFC drive-thru in Memphis on Saturday, and they got his order wrong. So he went back in. He walked up to the window, demanded a refund. They gave him his money back. Problem solved, right?
Right.
No, nope.
You would think.
Because as he was leaving the parking lot, he decided to do a drive-by shooting.
Oh my gosh.
As he was driving off, he fired several shots into the restaurant while people were inside eating.
Are you absolutely out of your mind?
Evidently, he was. One bullet shattered a window. A few more made it through the outside wall, but luckily no one was injured.
Oh, thank goodness.
A security camera got a decent shot of his face, but police are still looking for him.
Mm. What?
I'm just, wow.
Hey, man.
He was real mad about that fried chicken.
He ordered the original. They gave him extra crispy. He was not happy.
Well, he sounds like he's one of those guys is like, I'm going to show them that I, you know, who's boss after I got what I wanted.
Right.
Yeah. Listen, man. Everybody's brave in a semi with a pistol. Yep. I take on anybody in a semi with a pistol, all right?
Are you one of them girls?
New Country, 93.1, The Wolf, Lee Bryce, you one of them girls, 812. We've had some great early fall color around, lots of golds and yellows, and the reds starting to peep through, and I've been getting some decent picks, which I post up on Wolfman Dale on Instagram, and I put up three yesterday that I took around Greensboro, getting a lot of comments on one. I tell you what, you take a picture of a bridge, a footbridge, with leaves on it, you're a winner.
Oh yeah.
people just seem to like that look, you know what I mean? They like those pictures. So I got those pictures up. I'm waiting to see your pictures from the weekend, Chase, because Chase is hitting the Parkway on Sunday, and I'm hoping you're going to go ahead, press on, go to Mabry Mill, experience that, and bring back some terrific pictures.
I hope. We'll see what happens. I'm hoping things are going to look good, but we'll see.
If you're heading for the mountains, and I mean going to Boone, you know, up that way, this is probably peak weekend. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, peak weekend in the mountains. Probably next weekend or the weekend after here in Piedmont. So you got some time as it makes its way down the mountains. Towards the coast, probably November.
Beautiful weekend coming up, though, for whatever you're going to do. Sunny Saturday, 61. Sunny Sunday, 64.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by the...
What if?
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. You guys know what day it is?
Oh, it's Friday.
Who's ready to launch the weekend?
Ready.
Listen
up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go fly.
Guidance, go.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Ecom.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Telmute.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control. We are go for launch.
We are go for launch.
Miss me?
Fridays are my favorite days.
Maximum effort.
All right, here we go. Let's go.
Come on now.
We're getting close.
Right now.
Here we go.
You and me.
You got it.
We all know the drill.
But it's Friday.
What day is it?
Friday.
TGIF. Am I right or what?
Right you are.
Come Friday night. It's finally Friday. I'm free again. I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep. I want to have fun. Time for a good time.
Coming up next, five things. Stand by. 8:23.
I heard the door slam, and I couldn't tell. Was it gone?
And now it's time for
five things you need to know.
And on Friday, that can only mean one thing. Five fun facts for your Friday, or at least facts. Some may not be as fun. Let's start out with a fun one. Did you know there are 79 known moons orbiting Jupiter?
What?
Yeah, just in case you were wondering, it's a small, small world.
I want to be the first man on the fifth moon. Perfect.
That's right. I don't know if you know this, but I was the first man on the fifth moon of Jupiter.
Talking about lost in history, yeah.
That's right. Grover Cleveland is the only president who was an executioner. When he was the sheriff of Erie County, New York, about a decade before he became president, he personally executed two criminals. I didn't know that.
Oh, I'm covered up. I couldn't possibly get to him until Thursday.
That's a Blazing Saddles reference there. Did you know a woman sued Quaker Oats in 2009 for false advertising when she found out that Crunch Berries and Cap'n Crunch weren't real fruit, but a judge dismissed the lawsuit?
Finally, some common sense coming from the bench there. Get out of here, lady.
That's right. Get out of here. Michael Jackson. Well, that's right. He really wanted to play Spider-Man in a movie, but he knew he'd never get cast. So in the 90s, he actually tried to buy Marvel Comics to make it happen.
Wow.
That's how the really rich people live, man.
Yeah, and if folks, I can't get it, I'm going to buy it.
You'll never know what rich is till you're wiping with 50s, people. That was Michael Jackson.
That's right. Last but not least, your last five fun facts for your Friday. Did you know the space suits Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin wore to the moon in 1969 were actually designed and manufactured by Playtex? Yes, the tampon company.
Wow.
You know,
because women can do anything.
That's amazing. That is a great fact. I wonder what brought them to the table on that. I mean, think about the beginnings of the space program. And, well, we got to have suits. Who can make the suit? What brought Playtex to the table there? Gosh, just stuff you'll never know. I'd love to know, you know? It's amazing. Yeah.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 8:34. We talked about the most popular and heavily searched Halloween costumes for people. Here are the most heavily searched and most popular Halloween costumes for pets.
Okay.
What do you think number one is?
A wiener dog costume, like a hot dog.
Yeah, that's
costume.
What I was thinking. Hot dog.
Hot dog is number two.
Uh oh.
Taco.
Some...
Taco.
No. Taco isn't on the list. I'll get to number one in a second. Hot dog number two. Number three was any of the superheroes. Number four, cat. I guess people dress their dogs up as cats or whatever. Number five, a bumblebee. Number six, a ghost. Number seven, a dog. Again, I guess people dressing up cats as dogs or whatever. The number one pet costume, as it has been for the last several years, is pumpkin.
Oh, I was going to say that after taco, but I figured if I kept guessing, you were going to get upset with me.
Eh.
All right, so both of you guys have pets. Do you dress them up? Let's start with you, Annie.
My husband wishes that we did, but I am not a dress your dog kind of person. We do have a winter sweater for Gretchen when it gets cold. I did dress up my old dog who died, Biggie, as a hot dog. That is a go-to dog outfit. It's great.
What would he like to have Gretchen as?
Anything.
He just thinks
dogs and outfits are cute, and I just don't. Well, we're like opposite, I swear.
Well, why doesn't he go ahead and do it himself?
Because I'm the one who spends the money.
Oh, you have control of the purse strings.
I don't, but he seems to think I do. I said, well, you always have the debit card on. You just don't go and spend it, whereas I do. So.
He could go to Michael's and get some stuff and pull together a costume for the dog.
Let's be honest, my bougie husband would go to Target down the doggy aisle, find the largest costume he could, didn't matter what it was, and then come home and make me dress our dog.
Okay. All right. Sounds fair. Chase, how about you?
It wasn't for Halloween, but I did dress up beginning of December one year. I had an ugly, I wouldn't say ugly. I had a Christmas cat sweater on, and I dressed the cat up with a little Santa hat, and we took a picture in front of the tree.
You know, you should wear a Christmas cat sweater and have your cat wear a... Christmas chase sweater.
An ugly chase sweater?
Yeah.
Look.
That's a good idea.
Chase.
Any sweater with Chase on, it's going to be ugly anyways.
For those of you who don't, listen to the show regularly or whatever, Chase, a few months ago, bought sunglasses for his cat in a multi-pack because when you buy in bulk,
you save.
Hashtag pandemic purchases.
I forgot about that. I forgot I had the sunglasses.
So why don't you, you've already got half a costume already. So if you want to dress the cat up for Halloween, you could just add like sort of a bathing suit or something. And dress it up as like a beach cat, a hoedad, surfer cat.
Surfer cat.
Yeah. Hang ten, bruh.
Oh, God.
Got a chance for you to win some concert tickets. Coming up to see Justin Moore at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Hang out.
This town ain't got no nightclub. We don't...
New Country 93.1, The Wolf, Dustin Lynch, and Ryan Rhodes. At 8:41, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Finally, Friday. Welcome to the weekend.
Yeah.
You've made it. I know when you look out the window, you're like, oh, it's awfully cloudy. It's going to be cloudy today. Some pop-up showers off and on, but a beautiful weekend coming up. Saturday and Sunday is going to be great.
It can be cloudy out. It can be sunny out. Either way, the credit card will get maxed out.
That's right. Here we go. There's that howl. It's exciting. It means it's time to give something away. Tickets to see Justin Moore at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. next week. It's an actual show. It's a carload pass. You and five of your friends roll up, enjoy the show, and roll on back home. Couldn't be easier. Caller 10 right now at 680-WOLF. Caller 10 at 680-WOLF. You get that carload pass. Good luck.
93.1 The Wolf.
The Wolf.
It's Truck Month at
a new language today. That's BABBEL.com.
93.1 The Wolf, your caller 10.
Awesome.
What's your name?
Jimmy from Ashboro.
Well, you have got a carload pass to see Justin Moore at Charlotte Motor Speedway next week. You and five of your friends can cruise on in and enjoy the show. Congratulations.
Sweet, man.
All right, hang on the line. Andy's going to give you all the scoop in just a sec.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
It makes perfect sense.
Back to the music faster.
Nobody plays more new country than 93.1 The Wolf.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf. Neighbors are nonstop entertainment, and the Nextdoor app is loaded with news from Nextdoor. And we've got that coming next with Annie after Lee Bryce.
Last night, out of the blue,
New Country 93.1, The Wolf. There is Lee Bryce, who's a very fun guy. Loves sports, ex-football player, fun guy to talk to. All around.
Champ. 852 now,
and Neighbors are a nonstop source of entertainment, and the Nextdoor app provides this entertainment 24 hours a day right on your phone, and in Annie's neighborhood, it's even better. Annie, what you got in the Nextdoor news?
So Nextdoor news is, you know, all about spreading the crazy but true stories that I find within my Nextdoor app, and it's real news from my very real neighbors right here in Kernersville. And today, it's a bird. It's a plane. No, wait. It's the Flashing Bin Man.
Oh, no.
He's my least favorite Marvel character. So, basically, there's a neighbor named Sam, and he and his girlfriend are being somewhat stalked by a drunk guy who keeps jumping out of their trash bin and flashing them. This seems to be happening almost every time they walk out their door. I just got to know who has this much time on their hands, and let's talk about their dedication here, okay? So Sam said it was incredibly shocking and disturbing for his girlfriend, and I'm thinking to myself, did you enjoy it, or was it also shocking and disturbing for you, too? But this also speaks to the kind of female I am, because I definitely would have laughed right in this guy's face, especially after seeing he was butt naked. Yes. I would not have been like, oh, my God. I would have been like, what is going on here?
I must be cold out here.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Okay, so.
Did you just get out of the pool?
So here's where it gets good. My neighbors have repetitively asked him to stop exposing himself and get out of their garbage bin, but he's refusing to do so.
Hey, that's something you'd very, very seldom do you have to request someone to do those things.
Yeah, what a strange please, conversation.
Please stop flashing us and please stay out of our trash can. Right. You don't have to do that.
What kind of alcohol is he drinking? That's what I got to know, okay? So Sam goes on in his post and he's talking about, well, before I get to the main issue, has anyone else had this guy hiding in your trash can? And I checked, and no, Sam, I don't seem to be having that same problem. But I'm going to say if I did say see old naked dude out there in my trash can, you best believe it would not only be the first, but definitely the last time it happened to me. I'd be saying good riddance to bad rubbish.
In this case, after a while, I'd take the trash out and come back in and go, hey, you know what? The naked guy's out in the trash can again. I don't get it.
Yeah, we're just going to name him something. He's a part of the family now.
We're going to have to put up thicker blinds.
Yes. So it seems that Sam's main concern here isn't the fact that the guy is hiding in his garbage can, but that Sam saw him climb into their trash bin on Monday night. And then after that, the trash man came the next day and he wasn't there anymore. And now little Samuel is so worried because while this guy is a disgusting pervert, his words, not mine,
have gotten dumped into the compact.
You're right.
Right. He might have been taken out with the rest of the trash. And so Sam has ended his post by saying, you know, how do I make sure that this didn't happen? So, it's just, to me, it sounds like an episode of Law & Order Special Garbage Can Unit, you know, or this might be like a real life edition of I Love When the Trash Takes Itself Out. Either way.
Look at all these puns.
Yeah, I know, you guys.
So either way, I respect that Sam is genuinely worried about what happened to this fella, and I have a feeling that this isn't the end of the flashing bin man, okay?
Yeah, I hope not. I feel
as though he will be back.
Yeah.
And I still think my favorite part is that Sam asked him to leave and he kept refusing.
No, I'm just, not going anywhere, man.
Yeah, right. As always, I am here for it. So you can share the hot gossip from your neighborhood with me. Follow me on Instagram or Facebook. Just search for Annie Camp.
I ain't going nowhere.
It's trash day in my neighborhood.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.